Clara Martinez of Denver says she'll be voting by mail for the first time this November.
Because I got too lazy and I wanted to do it by mail-in. And it's just convenient and not having to rush and stand in line and stuff like that. I could vote in my pajamas.
Fort Collins resident Sarah Hunnell agrees that voting by mail is easier. She has two young children and says her husband will also vote by mail.
It's really wonderful just to get my mail-in ballot. I can take my time with my ballot. I don't feel rushed. I always read my blue book, so if I need to spread it out over a couple days, then I can do that too.
Several years ago, there was a push in Colorado to move to all-mail ballot elections. Oregon and Washington State already hold all-mail elections, and many county clerks in Colorado liked the idea and said it would save money. But in the end, the measure didn't have enough support. Rich Coolidge is a spokesman for the Colorado Secretary of State's office. He notes that voters also struck down the idea 10 years ago when the question was on the ballot.
I think voters have spoken and said, you know, there's a large block that do like mail ballots, but for the most part, there's still a group of people out there that no matter how many times they're asked if they want to vote by mail, still show up at early voting and still show up on election day. They want to vote the machines. They want to see their neighbors when they go into a polling center.
For instance, take Regina Ford. She works in downtown Denver and says she likes voting early to avoid election day crowds, but has no desire to vote by mail.
The mail-in ballot, sometimes I think it might get lost in the mail or something may happen with it. So when I go to the polling place, I know my vote will be counted.
According to the nonpartisan National Conference of State Legislatures, 32 states allow early voting. And in 2008, more than three-quarters of Colorado voters cast a ballot before Election Day. GOP groups across the country have been behind efforts to limit early voting, as it's seen to help Democratic voters. But Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says he's not sure which party benefits.
It probably means that the money spent on the advertising gets you a little bit less for your dollar as each day passes because you've got a smaller chunk of the electorate left. But I think there's a pretty small chunk of the electorate left that hasn't made up their mind anyway.
The ground game and increasing turnout is crucial for both presidential campaigns and the down-ticket races. That means more flyers, door knocks, and get-out-the-vote phone calls for those who do wait to vote until Election Day. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.